Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mac Effect. I just want to say thank you guys again for tuning in and always coming and showing love. Your host here, Mike, like always, cooking stuff up, getting stuff ready for you guys. And today, it's just like everything else, bringing you a very good conversation, organic conversation that I think you guys are going to enjoy, you guys are going to like, and you guys are definitely going to find it entertaining. So talk about a lot of great things. And, well, it's my honor, my pleasure to welcome Emilio Sanchez.
What's up,
Big bro?
What's up, man?
Thanks for coming, man.
Absolutely.
Thanks for being a part of this.
Absolutely.
I'm excited. I had your wife a couple weeks back in the on the podcast.
Nice.
She said a lot of bad things about you.
That's right.
No, I'm just kidding. Like, I'm just kidding, man.
Not saying anything bad about me.
She said a lot of good things about you, man. A lot of good things. Oh, but awesome. Thanks for coming in, dude. I appreciate it. One of the reasons why I wanted to bring you in is because I've never really had a chance to have a conversation one-on-one with you, like speak to you about just different things, different stuff. But before we dive into those questions, if you don't mind, just share a little bit about yourself.
Well, first of all, this is the first official time that we're hanging out that we are officially brother-in-laws.
Yeah, legit.
That's cool.
You're taking one of my questions away, but yes.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, no, I was super excited about that. But yeah, my name is Emilio Sanchez. We are brother-in-laws.
Yeah.
And I...
Where were you raised? Where you come
from?
Yeah,
I grew up here in L.A. in Santa Monica. And I've...
For how many years were you there?
Yeah, after 22, I left Santa Monica and I went... Well, I started before that, but I was pursuing my career as a photographer, and it's taken me to a lot of places. So it's been my thing, you know.
Awesome. And when it comes to your job, I want to touch bases in it a little bit. But how did you even start kind of sparking interest in photography and video and stuff like that?
Yeah, it's funny because before all that happened, Growing up, I always boxed, and I thought I was going to become a professional boxer.
Oh, that's crazy.
And I really did. And then one summer, you know, my mom signed me up for, like, a photo class, and she bought me a camera. And so what I started doing was I started taking that camera to the gym with me. You know, okay. I grew up in a very a great gym.
How old were you when you were boxing?
I started when I was 12.
Oh,
so,
man.
So from 12 to now. But around 16, I got my first camera, and I would take it with me. And then after I would work out, I would shoot all the fighters in the gym. And that's really how it started.
It sparked something in you.
Absolutely.
More than the boxing, or?
I wouldn't say more, but it was just something new. And, I mean, to this day, boxing has, like, it sparks my body, my heart, my, you know, and... It's my first love for sure.
Okay.
And then and then I just mixed the two things that I love together, and then that's how I really started my career.
Okay. That's cool. And so I don't know much about your background, your story. Was your father present in your life?
No, he wasn't. My father was actually deported back to the Philippines while my mom was pregnant.
Got it.
So we never actually met.
Okay.
And then I didn't really start talking to him until I was about 15.
Okay.
But it was just over the phone, so it was kind of, you can imagine.
It was still
like,
hard.
Hey, hi. How's your, I don't know.
Yeah,
you know, awkward. That's really what it was.
I get it. Because as men, who teaches us how to talk? Which the reason why I'm asking about was your father present is because eventually I want to get to the question of, like, you know, what do you do to try to figure out, like, you know, feelings and how to express yourself and how to even find emotions, if you know, what father figure or who helped you to understand that? Or is that something that you're still kind of figuring out, saying, oh man, I didn't know this is what was affecting this or what have you?
Yeah. Growing up, I didn't really have that. I did have father figures in my life. I had my grandpa and my Nino, who's my uncle. And even with my Nino, it was more of a husband and wife in a home, and so when I would go there, I felt like
you would learn
structure
from there.
And you know,
that makes sense.
But fast forward to today, I think I'm so open now to talk about anything and express myself with, you know,
was that something that, because Chiquis was saying that in our previous episode that you guys have a pretty open relationship where you guys are honest about stuff and past and all kinds of stuff. Was that something that was easy for you to do, or was it challenging at first? Like, dang, Janae, like, do I really have to answer that question, or can I just like keep it to myself?
It's pretty cool because I've always felt that I've always had the feeling of wanting to be open with that's my awesome. Partner and do that. And that's why when I met Janae, I remember the feeling of just having like a fresh, brand new plate. I'm like, I can do whatever I want with this. And so it gave me the opportunity to do what I always wanted to do that I haven't ever done before. So, and then once you like start opening up a little bit, it just grows and grows. And then now it's such a normal part of our day where it's like, we don't have to sit down and have these conversations. We're in communication all day, every day. And I think, I mean, that's such an important thing for a relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. And, for me, to be honest with you, Emilio, the part that just impresses me is like saying, you know, your dad was deported, unfortunately, but I know you had a couple father figures around your life. But me as a man, dude, it impresses me that you've been able to learn from these men and been able to express yourself. Why I say it is because I found it so difficult to express myself. So it's just, I ask because we have so many different viewers, so many different listeners, that some men struggle with it, some men don't. Some men don't know how to identify the type of person that they are. Like, it took me a while to accept who I am. And I understand now more than anything, I'm like, I am a talker. I am someone that feels deep. Mm-hmm. I am someone that cries. I am someone that feels other people's, like when I see Jackie crying, like it sometimes makes me cry because it's even biblical. The Bible says, you know, if your brother is down crying, you go down and cry with them. Like, and I used to think, or I was taught, men don't cry. Men don't do this. Like, no, a woman has her spot in the house and a man has his spot in his house. So I kind of grew up in a place where you were told a certain way. Did you ever grow up with these kind of standards? Like, you're supposed to do this and a woman is supposed to do this?
Not necessarily.
Well, like thank that, God, man.
But there wasn't that like deep emotional connection in my family where people talk. Like, people in my family, if they got upset at each other, they wouldn't talk for years. You know?
Yeah.
So there wasn't that like, hey, let's talk about our feelings. So I feel that kind of gives you the same thing. And it's really funny that you say that because now I feel like sometimes I don't shut up about my feelings, you know, like, and I'll tell you it's funny because I was telling Janae this the other day. I was like, my favorite time of the day is when we, at night before bed, we take a shower together and we're in there. And that's when I tell her everything. Like, yeah, we're in there standing in the shower. And she's like, we got to get out. I'm like, I want to tell you more things. Like, yeah. I feel so much.
No pagues el agua. Sigue la pena.
I know. And she's like, dude, you're running the water bill up. I'm like, man, it's when, you know, it's our alone time. It's when we're vulnerable. And it's my favorite time of day because it's like, okay, let me connect with my person. Let me tell you how I'm feeling. I want to hear how you're feeling, how your day was.
Yeah. Which is awesome.
Yeah. And growing up, I never had that with anyone, you know?
So I know you're not going to be able to pinpoint exactly when it happened, but you weren't always like this, right?
No.
Okay. So was it when you got with Janae that it kind of started happening, or before her where you were kind of a little bit like, I like being able to just be me and express myself?
Here's something that like I reflect on like in my 20s and with other relationships was like, in one way or another, something always went bad or didn't work. And then I got to a point right before I met Janae, I got to a point where I was like, why does it keep happening over and over? What is the same feeling that I have that I don't feel good inside about things, you know? And when I met her, there was all the energy that I had was inward. And it was like, what do I need to look at myself? What can I change? What can I do different this time? And that's what really helped me with being able to do that. I'm like, I told myself everything that I did before, don't do it. And if I didn't do it before, do it. You know, yeah, I changed my entire mentality of how I see relationships and how I show up in a relationship.
Okay.
And I wanted to, you know, even if it felt uncomfortable, it was probably a sign. I'm like, this is what I should do. And with her, you know, I respected her enough to where I felt that I needed to do that for her if I'm going to be in her life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. It again, I ask because not many men figure these things out. I know, like, for example, my dad and certain family members, there are certain topics that we just don't want to talk about. Like, in the Hispanic culture, unfortunately, rape, molestation, it happens a lot. But no one wants to talk about it, to just say the truth and say, look, and I get it, because to a certain point, these are topics that are hurtful, bring back pain, memories, all that stuff. But the Bible, and I can sound so religious right now, but it's the truth. The Bible tells us the truth will set you free. And when you speak it, it sets you free. Like, for example, for you being able to be open with Janae, it's not only going to bless your marriage, but it's also going to take your marriage to a level that not many marriages reach. Mm-hmm. I'll give you an example, because when you're in a marriage and there's no reserves, there's no plan B, and you're just all in, high risk, high reward.
Mm-hmm.
That marriage will be blessed. But when there's plan B, C, D, yeah, that's when there's a problem, because you're not really trusting that God's going to do something with this. You're already thinking of the escape plan.
Yep.
You get me? So with you being just open, honest, I think you guys are going to be, I think you guys are set for like a very successful marriage. You can see it.
Thank you.
It's not going to be easy. I say it because we're married to two women that came from, they say it like this. I don't like saying it like this, but they came out of the same vagina. So which brings me to one of my first questions that you hit in the beginning. Like, not many people get to say this. We are married to two pieces of Jenny Rivera's legacy. Not many people get that opportunity or that privilege. By me just saying that sentence, what do you feel when I say something like that, that you're married to someone out there that obviously the world knows, but these women are very strong, powerful, and I'm not saying powerful like strength, but just what the world sees as independent women.
Yeah. I mean, that's what, you know, I realized that from the jump with her, and I can sense it. And I bringing back to like the decisions I made coming into this was, I have such a high respect for her that honestly, it makes it, in a weird way, it kind of makes it easier to do the right thing and be the right person, because I know her heart. She's shown me it, and it's just a little easier to treat her the right way, because it's the answer is always clear of what I should do or how I should be with her. So it's been, I think it's helped me. I always say this, but she's the person I needed in my life to be able to do all the things that I've always wanted to do and be the person that I wanted to be. So it's helped me. It's been a benefit in my life, because I've been able to grow and change in the ways that I've never been able to before.
Well, I know for a fact it benefits you both. I think we all needed, like, they have helped us to develop as men just as much as we have helped them to develop as women. And we're still growing and we're still learning, which was going to lead to my next question. Was there a time when you were dating her? Now you're married, so now until death do you part. But where you felt a little insecure, like, oh, dang, like, she's obviously more famous, more popular, you know, did that put something on you, pressure, and saying like, man, I feel a little insecure. I feel like a little man compared to her.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's why I always say, like I just said, she was the person that I needed. I think I needed to feel all those insecurities. One of the things that, from before is I always wanted to control everything, because when you have insecurity, that's the only thing you can do is like, I want to feel in control. And with her, I learned how to let go of that. But it wasn't, it was something, especially in the first year, it was very difficult that, you know, we didn't start off with a foundation. We had to build that. And I think with everything that happened in the first year or so, we didn't let those opportunities go to waste. You know, we were trying to figure things out, but then if something happened, we talked about it. And then we'd be like, okay, how do we make sure that the next time this happens, because, you know, we're going to continue life, things are going to continue to happen. How can we either stop this from happening again, or how can we make it better? What can I do? What can she do? And I think that's one of our biggest strengths, is because I had, that was actually a reason why I felt being vulnerable and talking is a good thing, because the reward that you get is huge. Because with her, I had never felt effort on the other end before, like real effort, real change. And if I said, hey, this makes me feel like this, which I had never said in my entire life, she said, oh, okay. And or maybe in the beginning, it wasn't that quick of an easy fix. But, you know, maybe 2 weeks later, she'll do it on her own. And and it would get me every time, like, oh, she actually cared about what I said, and she's making effort to change. And doing that repeatedly just builds a foundation of, like, how we feel comfortable with each other. And it helped me, you know. There's times now where I'm in a situation with her, and I'll imagine myself in that first year, and be like, I probably wouldn't even be able to stand here without anxiety or social anxiety or feeling something, you know. And now we feel so secure with each other, and because we've worked on it, I've never felt this comfortable in my entire life, and confident.
One of the reasons why I wanted to bring you and have this conversation is because you're talking about communication. You're talking about vulnerability. Men, I'm being real, dude. We lack communication. We lack vulnerability. We believe, I don't know. I don't know if it's because I'm going to be honest with you. Like, you saying you didn't have a father figure in your life, I don't know if that was a blessing, or I don't know if it was a bad thing, because I don't know the Philippines traditions or what have you, but I had one. I had a dad that was present, but it was just, I was just taught a man goes to work, brings home the money, goes home, sleeps, watches football, drinks his beer, sleeps, goes back to work, and then just keeps doing that while the wife does everything else. And that's why I'm saying, like, I don't know if it was a blessing or not, because it forced you, or it, you grew up in a place where your mind wasn't being taught in that area, right? So as you're saying these things about communication, I'm hoping and I'm praying that viewers, listeners see that and hear that, because that's what I've been trying to just tell men, Emilio. Because I feel a calling to help other men. Yeah. I know there's marriages out there that need to learn how to communicate. And it comes more from the man.
Yeah.
Because the guy just doesn't want to admit, I'm having these insecurities. Like you just said, of course there's some insecurities. I have insecurities myself till today with certain things that happened with Jackie. But I appreciate your vulnerability, because I'm hoping through that, viewers can see that and say, hey, if Emilio and Chiquis that are out there in the public eye have them, and they need to have those communications, those talks, those long showers. Thanks for sharing that with us, bro. But communication is what's important, which I have to admit, it's something that Jackie and me are learning to do more effectively. We would communicate, just we wouldn't communicate effectively. We would almost offend each other, which, of course, when you communicate in that way, it's just going to lead to a fight, and then you guys just don't talk for a couple days, and, it just becomes a bigger mess.
With the helping other men, you know, as a kid, you know, I can see it with my grandpa. He worked hard, come home, then chill, not really, you know, never saw lovey-dovey with him and my grandma, you know what I mean? So I kind of got a little bit of that. And even today, I see married men older than me even, you know, that are so unhappy. And I'm just like, dude, how can you not see that? Dude, your wife, your partner is going to be your best friend. It is so much more fun. We have so much fun together. I'm like, I can't imagine this going any other way. And, you know, as you know, we just recently got married. And so it just naturally causes you to think about the future and think of the rest of your life. And you're like, well, how do I want my life to be? And it's like, maybe I can't speak for every relationship, but I don't ever see our relationship getting so dull where we don't talk to each other, we don't kiss, or we don't, it just, that's not what I want for my life. And, you know, it's something we talk about, like, hey, I don't want you to change, or I don't want you to do this. And I'm just like, dude, I have so much fun with you, and we love each other so much. And yes, we have our difficult times, and we talk through it, and we get through that, but it's worth like having a best friend for the rest of your life. And
agree,
you know, so for the couples and people that are married that don't have that communication, I would highly suggest to like even start even like once a week at least to sit down with your partner and just talk. Kids, put the kids aside, put the dogs aside, put work aside, and just talk about your feelings, because you're going to start to love it. Like, sometimes Janae's like, dude, you got to stop talking. You talk too much. And I'm just like, I'm sorry. I have so many feelings about you. You know, it's the best.
Was it uncomfortable in the beginning to communicate or no?
Sometimes, yeah, because there's, you know, I think in the beginning of a relationship, there's things not known about each other. We have to figure things out. And I think you do have to kind of get through that hump of like, all right, let's get through this stuff. Yeah. But then after, you know, you have to realize you can't hold on to that stuff. You can't control that. Hey, this person did live a life before me, and so did I. And it's like, but I know what I want now. So I think that's the most important part. And yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. The reason why I ask is because I know that it could be a little uncomfortable in the beginning, because in my second marriage, I don't know if you're familiar, but my first marriage, I like to say it, when me and Jackie were together, when we first got married, then we got separated and then came back together. So that's my first, my second. So in my first marriage, it was very uncomfortable for me to speak about the weaknesses that we carry as men. As a matter of fact, there was a time where she wanted to talk about those things, and I actually told her, I said, you know, there's certain things marriages just do not need to talk about. Dude, little do I know, I was digging my own hole when it came to my marriage. You do that to your woman, you're killing a little piece of her. And I didn't know that back then. I just thought if I don't tell her about my lust problem, it's okay, because I'll deal with it on my own and I don't hurt her. So my logic thought, well, I'm sparing her pain, when in reality, I'm not. I should welcome her because she's my friend. Like you mentioned, you know, it should be something that should be joyful. And me and Jackie were talking about this. Like, there's been times where we hang out with certain groups and eventually the girls go one way, the guys go the other way, right? And everyone's in their groups. And then guys are just like, they're saying like bad things about their wives, or she tells me like they're saying bad things about the husbands, and then they're like, huh, Mike? And I'm like, I wouldn't know what to tell you. It doesn't work like that with us. I'm like, I can pretty much do things if I plan them on ahead of time and just coordinate things correctly or whatever. Like, there's no limit really to what I could or cannot do. Like, it's weird. And I think that's the beauty of when you open communication, because it puts you in a position like that. All right. Well, now that you're married, I know you've had some time. How long have you been in a relationship with Janae, including the marriage?
It should be about 3.5 years now.
3.5 years. So you've had plenty of time to adjust to, obviously, her lifestyle and things like that. How is it dealing with someone that, you know, has to turn it on and be cheekies and then turn it off and be a regular human, which is Janae? Yeah. How's that for you?
I think I have to remind myself of this sometimes too, you know, is I have to be there ready when she turns off and becomes Janae, because being cheekies is so heavy for her. Mm. And I've realized that I have to be ready. I have to be there for her. But I sometimes I have to put some things aside and be like, I have to put her first.
It's not about you. It's exactly. about her.
And I think for me, that's helped me a lot, because it also makes me realize some things are not that important. And it's like, okay, just let that go and just be there for her. Because that's what she needs. And I also like doing it. It makes me feel good. It feels like it's my purpose.
Yeah. Yeah. And to be honest, again, I share it because not many of us can live in this world and say, you know, we're married to someone that's out in the public figure. I think it takes more of a man. That's why I ask these questions that get you to think or question, because it's harder, dude. Like, you have to put you aside and help them come down and come off of it, or be the safe space. Yeah. And it's hard because there could be a moment where you're like, no, but that was fucked up. Like, that was messed up to me. But it's not about you. As the man, it's our responsibility to make sure our home has a safe place to go to. And then we can discuss it at a later time or whatever and figure that other stuff out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, a couple fun fact questions, right? Because we're married to sisters. So at least with me, this happens to me. You could tell me if I'm right or wrong, but this happens to me. Do you get in trouble for not having snacks during bedtime?
You know, I've learned. And when we're downstairs, before we go up to the room, I double check. I'm like, hey, is there anything else that you're going to want in 30 minutes or an hour? Because it's always me who has to go downstairs to get the Postmates, to go get her candy or whatever she's craving at night. So it's just being smart. I'm like, hey, we're down here. Do you want anything? You know? And even if she asks me for something later, her knowing that I asked just makes her feel a little more bad. You know what I mean? I'm like, hey, dude, I'll go get it, but just know I asked you earlier. Yeah.
Okay.
I know her. I know her eating schedule.
Because with me, what happens, and I'm telling you so that viewers can know, is I'm not. She says you need to help me to be good and not eat bad. I said, all right, deal. So it's 9, 10 o'clock at night. We're watching TV, and then she looks at me and she's like, "Do you have chips over there?" And I'm like, "No." Yeah. Why don't you have chips? I said, because you told me to be, you told me to help you.
Yeah.
What about candy? No, I don't have candy. Yeah. Do you want me to go get some? She's like, no. So then, all right, we're watching the movie for 5 more minutes, 10 more minutes. Why haven't you left and go get candy and chips? And then we have a little inside joke. I'm sure you've seen it on social media where there's like a little kid that goes up to the mom and goes, do you want Taco Bell? Do you want Taco Bell? So then I just mess with her and she actually sometimes tells me, yes, I do.
Yeah.
So there we go, ordering, and we're bringing in chalupas. Yeah. Kids are asleep and everything, but we're over here grubbing.
That's a really cool thing about us, is that when we'll tell each other, hey, this month I really want to stick to this.
Yeah.
We do it, and I've never had that before, you know. When we're not being strict, yes, all these things absolutely happen. But I love that when we need that time, like if she's prepping for a TV show, or I'm prepping to look cool
just
on
for
vacation,
yourself. Absolutely.
And just feel good. And
absolutely.
You know, I want to, like, we both go to the, you know, we both go to the gym, we both work out together, and we hold each other accountable when we need to. And I can depend on that if I'm like, hey, this month we really have to do this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, we take breaks together, we take cleanses of, you know, of drinking and doing other things, and, you know, it's just, I like doing that with her. We were just talking about that the other day. It was that, you know, coming up in like a week or two, we're going to both give up this and this together, and it just makes it easier, and it's just another way of us bonding.
Yeah, agree.
Of being healthy together.
Agree.
It's important.
Which right now I'm like, maybe we could do like a friendly competition, you know, you guys and then me and her. You know, I know you guys don't have much to lose because I have more to lose than you. But if we do percentages, I think that would be fair. But something to just a nice little friendly challenge, you know, so that it could help us. Because I'll be honest, I definitely do want to lose weight. I know she does too. But we're just really bad at like giving in to that.
Damn. Yeah, absolutely. You know what? Maybe to hold you a little more accountable, maybe we do it all together.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
This next one, you should do it with us.
Yeah.
No alcohol, and let's just
That one's done already,
let's
bro.
Let's just say no. Let's say no Postmates after 8:30.
Ah, okay.
Eight.
All right. Well, the problem is at 8:29, it's going to be delivered. Yeah. But no, you're right. You're right. Yeah. I think discipline.
Yeah.
And being dedicated to something, you know, having your eye on the target is what's going to help.
Yeah.
Emilio, I know when I first met you, I was a little bit, well, I didn't know you. This is actually the first time that me and you have been able to kind of sit and like, I get to have like a one-on-one conversation with you, but, I don't even know the story really in how you and Cheeky's met.
Yeah. Well,
who made the first move?
Yeah. The first move. I'm going to say it was me. It was definitely me in multiple ways, but the feelings I feel were mutual. You know, she threw Becky a birthday at her house. And long story real short, her sink in her bathroom got my shirt all wet. And I went up to her and I was like, yo, like, I think your sink exploded or something, you know? And, you know.
Did it really? Or
no, it did. Oh, it okay, did. And you want to know what? After that day, it never happened ever again.
I'm like, all of a sudden, yeah, the sink is fixed.
Yeah. And, you know, I helped her clean it, and then I went back up to her, and she pointed out my dimples, and she was like, hey, can I?
She made the first
move.
Yeah,
damn it, man. She I know, made I gave the it first away, move. Yeah. She said, hey.
She said the dimples.
She goes, yeah, she did.
La voy a tener que regañar, okay. Esta cabroncita. Okay.
And then she said, hey, can I poke your dimples? And immediately I just said, you could do whatever you want.
Damn.
I think, I don't know if she was ready for that or not, you know, and it just freaking.
It went, took off from there.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Took off from there.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And from that day, we were inseparable, and we, you know, I think for the next month we saw each other every day, and it was
where was the first date?
Our first date, I took her to a sushi restaurant called Catch in LA, and I remember being
you so made those plans like
yeah.
You're the one that like
yeah
okay
and I remember being so nervous for it
yeah
even though we had already been hanging out for like a week, you know, but I was like, hey, we need to go on a first date, you know? And I was really nervous. And I remember the date going so well. And we just connected and vibed. And we had so much fun together.
Yeah.
And now that I'm thinking about it, we still do. Like that feeling of when we have our one-on-one time, it's the same feeling as was that first date. And it was confirmation for me. I was like, if this goes well, like, pursue it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And I did.
What intrigued you? Like, what did you like? Like, what was something that you would see in her or start learning about her that eventually you were like, you know what? I like this.
Yeah. Before I met her, I was pretty unhappy. And, I remember like praying and be like, I want that high school love where you just can't stop thinking about them. You can't. Mm. You talk to them all day, and she was that. And when we hung out together, we didn't think about anything else in the world.
That's crazy. And that's cool.
That's the best feeling, you know?
I know God listens to our hearts, and if that's something that you guys, because you can see it. Again, I shared it to Cheeky's. Love will prevail. Mm-hmm. I think love will always prevail when it's genuine, when it's true. True characters will always come out, but I think even if, like, we don't know exactly what's going on or what's happening or why am I nervous or why do I feel this or I don't know, I just know that I love her. Like, it's unexplainable because I catch myself doing that with Jackie. I'm like, look, I know that people can think, like, man, you know how to express yourself. And I can, but there's certain things that I just can't find words. Mm-hmm. I just tell her, I know that I love you. Like, I know that I will do anything for you, for the kids, for this family. And it's just, it's tough. But I'm glad that you guys have had the opportunity to find each other. I'm very happy for my sister-in-law. I'm very happy for you. I pray over your guys' marriage, and I protect it because as much as you have people that root for you guys, there's also people that are not and wish bad things and honestly plan bad things to break you guys apart. We're here for you, bro.
Thank you.
I say me and Jackie for both of you, because the road that you guys are in, it will not be easy. There will be days where you want to throw in the towel, because that's normal. It's going to happen. But those are the times where you have to remember your first date. Those are the times you have to remember when you were nervous that you were going to get to meet her or see her one of the first few times that you met, because at some point you were crazy in love where throwing the towel just would have never crossed your mind. And I say that because it's going to come sooner or later. Unfortunately, it happens. And then you also have, unfortunately, haters that chirp in her ear and social media or on your end saying, hey, because I've had messages, bro, where I've had someone DM me and say, like, and I'm being vulnerable, I'm being honest, it's the truth. There was a DM once that came in that said, while you're at home taking care of the kids, she's over here with me. And, oh, man, like that
can, in your stomach.
That can hurt, right? So I quickly call and I'm like, where you at? Where's this? But that's where honesty and vulnerability has to come in. And I was honest with her. I said, hey, I just got this DM. This happened. And I think when people are mutual with each other or honest and just love each other, you're there for that person and saying, hey, you know what? I'm sorry that you went through that. And she helped me to just, you know, forget about it. Just, you know, so I'm sharing that just because.
Yeah, no, thank you.
I want you guys to be successful. And I know it's going to be successful. I could feel that your guys' love is genuine. It was a little tough when I first met you because, I'm just being honest. When me and Jackie were getting back together, I was like in a place where I'm like, all marriages should be restored, restoration. So I was rooting for the other guy at that time,
sure.
But not because I never got to meet you or know you. Now sitting here, Emilio, look, I'm getting chills, but I can see that God had a plan for you and for Chiquis.
Thank you.
And I just can't wait to see those kids, bro.
Me too, man.
I can't wait to see those kids. I pray for that, man.
I know, man.
Anyways, man, thank you so much for coming. I really appreciate having you here, bro. Can't wait to bring you back with your lovely wife, have a conversation with you guys, see where the Lord wants to take it. But thank you, man. Where can people find you?
No, of course. Thank you for having me, man. I've been wanting to do this for a long time, so I'm glad we finally got to do this.
Thank you.
Yeah, on Instagram, at Emilio Sanchez. See my work, see what I do.
Appreciate it. Well, guys, as you guys can see, just two guys trying to have open conversation about what we're going through, what we're living through. If there's any question, comments that I have skipped or that you guys are interested in knowing, please send them this way, because that way I could either ask him, answer that question for you guys, or if we have a comeback at part two, we can always get to that question too and then go from there. So
yeah,
guys, much love from Mike from the Mac Effect. I just want to say thank you guys. Peace.